Wilson.
Hello, it's Rich Wilson calling from Great America in the Three. It's Thursday, December 18th, and we are at position 46 degrees, 46 minutes south, and 68 degrees, 50 minutes east, or almost 50 minutes east. We are on the Kerguelen Plateau, the banks north of Kerguelen Island, maybe 150 miles or so north of the islands themselves. We cut across a little bit to try to save a little bit of distance. I'm not sure it was a good maneuver because the seas are confused, even though we haven't got really into the shallow area at all. Just came across the 1,000-meter line, and interestingly, when we crossed the 2,000-meter line, which shows on the chart and shows when the depth changes from more than 2,000 to less than 2,000 meters, you could distinctly see a change in the color of the water. It got more blue. I may hesitate to say more tropical, because that's about the last thing that one would consider down here. But it looked certainly a lot more temperate than normal here. So that was interesting. And also, at the edges, it seems like you can feel a difference in the sea state. It's definitely been a confused sea state here, even though where we are, it's still 3,000 feet deep. Anyway, we've had to slow down a little bit. We're making about 10.5 knots right now. I've gone through a couple of sail changes today. Started with, last night we had the staysail on the three reefs in the main, went up to Solenton, two reefs in the main, and then back down to staysail and three reefs in the main as the wind has varied during the course of the day. But it has been a little bit steadier, a little bit lighter breeze, maybe 25, 28 knots, up to 30 knots now. And oddly, it's something I start to get a little bit used to. Certainly helps that we're going in the same direction as the wind rather than trying to go into it. Cannot imagine what Dika Ferry did a couple of years ago as she sailed around the world in the other direction, 168 days at sea going into all of this. Unimaginable. Anyway, she's the skipper of Aviva that's up in front a couple of days. Did a few jobs around the boat today. Nothing big. Did a little bit of work on the computers with video. Had to change from one Inmarsat system, which has seems to have failed, to our backup system. I'm trying to get the software sorted out, the plugs in the back sorted out. It took a little bit of time, but that seems to be up and running now. So we have that communication system back. And also just trying to get a little bit of rest and a little more food in and kind of recover from, even though it was a couple of days ago, from that weekend, the three-day terrible episode of those two storms. So Ben Ward, just late this afternoon, it's 2 o'clock GMT, 9 o'clock Boston time. On the 18th, just had word that Jan Elias on Generali has broken his leg, getting thrown across the bow. So two of the boats are heading in his direction, and the Australian services will be engaged as well. It's one of the reasons that there are these ice gates. Australian services have been called upon in the past, and they wanted to make sure that the boats would be within their range. So that's really sad news. Terrific guy, very friendly guy, and doing well in the race. Hope they'll get him off and soon. So that's about it from here. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. One of the things that's nice is we have a slightly descending right now, but fairly stable barograph trace. That's good. We should have a wind shift in the middle of the night. Hopefully, we won't get too much wind when that comes along, and we'll be jiving somewhere, perhaps at daybreak. The thing comes up now around 1 o'clock in the morning on the time zone that we're keeping here on the boat, and so it kind of disrupts everything for the rest of the schedule during the day. Anyway, that's it for today from Great American 3. Off and clear.